Radio.
Have you ever noticed when a young couple, or any couple, not just a young couple, moves into their first home together, hopefully after they're married, they spend a lot of time and money making it their space. They like to make it their space, their area. They go out and buy furniture, rugs, pictures, and personal belongings so that they can create a unique and personal atmosphere. Well, in this afternoon's first reading, a different kind of space was prepared, a holy space, where the Lord could dwell among his people. And like that new couple, Solomon spared no expense in making this space as precious as he possibly could. There seems to be, I think, something important about creating holy spaces. Think of the cathedrals around the world where people have worshipped for centuries. Or maybe you might have a childhood memory of a chapel where you felt close to God. It might have been a school chapel. It might have been a chapel that your grandparents took you to. All of these spaces, including our beautiful chapel here at North Sydney, have been set apart, dedicated for just one purpose. Somehow, they help us to quiet our minds and our hearts so that we can be in communion and conversation with our God. Yet, as we know, busy schedules and hectic lives can make it very difficult to find the time to visit a church every day. Although I think we're very lucky here at the university that we have a chapel on our campus that's open for all of us at any time of the day. And that's why I think it's a good idea to create a space in our homes that's set apart for prayer. And I wonder how many of us actually have that. And what would that space look like? Well, it could be a separate room in your home or just a favourite chair in the corner of your living room. It doesn't have to be as ornate as Solomon's temple, but it should be set apart in some way. Maybe you could hang a crucifix or an icon on the wall. Maybe a table with a candle and a copy of the scriptures can set it apart. If you know that clutter distracts you, take it out. Let the simplicity of the space invite you to clear your mind and open your heart. So today I want you to brainstorm about a space that you can set apart is dedicated to prayer for you at home. Be creative, but don't worry, it doesn't have to look like a cathedral, and it doesn't have to all happen at once. And when you've chosen and prepared your space, invite God to fill it with his presence through his Holy Spirit. Even if you can't see the cloud of his glory as they did in the Old Testament, you can be sure that God is always there. Lord, help us to find a place to meet with you every day. Amen.
Radio.org.au